In your first year there, Maywood Hay Center, I think safe to say that you had a ball with this team. You really progressed throughout the season. The future looks really, really bright for this bunch, and I'm sure you're excited. Probably can't wait to get to next season, can you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. It was a great season. The kids learned a lot. I learned a lot about the kids. Already wheels spinning, you know, things that I'm excited to get into in the summer and just build on the foundation that I think we got started. I think the goals for the first year was just for myself was really to just come in, build some good relationships with these kids and, you know, find out their strengths, their weaknesses, and try to figure out a game plan from there. And I think they all embraced everything that we did. And it's just a really solid group of kids. Huge freshman class. It was a little intimidating first coming in, just a giant group of girls. And then over half of the girls were freshmen, so that was pretty intimidating, but it's exciting. It's a really athletic group, and they just love to work hard. And, you know, in the summer when I came in, we moved to Hay Center in June, and we started, and it was almost just pushing kids out the door, out of the gym. Like, you know, we want to have an open gym. And they were like, well, we were going to go to the lake, but actually we'll just come to open gym. And I'm like, no, it's okay. So it's really exciting that they're all bought in and just really excited for the process. And they show up and they work hard. And it was awesome.
Played, of course, very, very challenging schedule. We've talked about the RPAC Conference being really good against three state tournament teams. And, Maywood Hay Center's been there before and done that with some past teams. I know this bunch probably, no question, as some of those girls will be seniors. We got a few juniors could be seniors, but the rest, they want to give it a shot to get the school back to Lincoln again, don't they?
Oh, for sure. They're hungry. We all are. And I definitely think it's a group that's capable of getting back there. Next year we'll have some juniors, you know, that are going to be seniors, and just that the experience is going to help a lot. And I definitely think district final and state is a realistic goal for this group of kids. And I have no doubt that they're going to work hard and show up all summer and do the things that they've got to do to try to put themselves back in a position to get to Lincoln. You know, I know a lot of them were on those teams. Some of them weren't that went to Lincoln. So I know they're all just wanting to prove themselves and prove that they can do what it takes and have what it takes to get there also.
I would think it's going to be interesting to see who gets better over the summertime, because you have so many kids out and you had some probably maybe didn't get as much playing time, maybe the varsity as they hoped to. So we'll see what they can do over the summer months to get themselves better in the competition and practice. That's going to be fun to watch, I think.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of girls, you know, vying for those spots and just wanting to play different roles. And I had several girls all season long. What can I do? What can I do to get better? What can I do to see time in this position? You know, and it was freshmen, it was sophomores, it was current juniors, you know, just so it's exciting that they're all wanting to know and make those changes and work harder and improve their skills to try to get a spot, you know. And I think we're going to be able to have a pretty diverse group next year just after learning their skills. And, you know, there's a couple of them that I know are going to make some big moves, and you know, some younger girls that I'm really looking forward to seeing their growth. You know, just even seeing the growth this season was crazy. So to get them in the summer and really know kind of a spot that maybe that future looks bright for them is exciting to really hone those skills and see where they're going to fit.
We got a couple of good outside hitters that really came on for you. Got some middles. Got a freshman libero who's going to get better. You've got a couple of good setters that you can rely on as well. So you got a lot of areas covered already that they'll get better.
We do. Yes, absolutely. It's pretty nice knowing that we've kind of got that foundation group there already, and exactly just learning to run faster offenses and, you know, maybe make some tweaks to some defense and just get better blocking. You know, blocking is a lot of experience, and just knowing, you know, the strategy of the game and stuff like that. And their court IQ is going up a lot. So just, yeah, tons of room for growth, and definitely a group that I know is going to really focus and really want that growth for themselves as well.
I know you're a big believer in club ball. You've been associated with that a lot during your career, and hopefully a lot of those girls will be out there in the springtime doing that.
Oh, I hope so. Yep, we're getting ready to. We're going to try out here, I think, in December for club here in Hay Center. It's a super big thing that I push, and, you know, even through the youth, I really think it's important for kids to get involved, and I also think it's just important for a program to see, you know, to have those young girls see the older girls coaching and being active and, you know, just present. It really gives them good role models. And obviously the more court time, the better, you know, especially for a lot of these young players that just haven't had a ton of high-level court time. It will make a difference. So I'm excited to see. I'm hoping most of them are going to play. So that's really exciting. And, you know, just gives them more time to continue to develop, and just, you know, that trust between each other and just knowing what each other's going to do is a big thing in volleyball as well.